Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our Shi'ur on Parshas Vayero. And we saw that there were two different destructions. There was destruction of Sodom and Amorah, Ayideh Hashem, Midas Harachim together with Misadin, and then the other cities, Ayideh Amalachim, just Midas Adin. That is a Sikum, a very, very concise summary from us from Yimashal Amadnu Ba Shiur HaKudem. Hope that you can listen to the whole thing. And now we'll take the ball and run with it, as they say. In the Onesh on Sodom, we see that even without the Eish and Gavris, the Gzardin still ran after those who were guilty. Like we see Be'eshes Loit, Pasuk Chaf Vav, Sheni Yital Netziv Melach, that she turned into a pillar of salt. Like Rashi said, because she sinned with salt. What does Rashi say there? Kayadua. Salot says, give the guest some salt. And she says, what? This evil custom? You are going to introduce in our city that you're going to give Duach Nasa Sorachim? Come on. So it's pashut that the onesh was not on the very fact that she looked back and she saw what had happened to Sodom. It wasn't the mere re'iyah, but rather she was receiving the onesh that she deserved, just like the anshei Sodom deserved this punishment. And we also see when Lot said in Pasuk Yates, Va'anochi, Lo uchal lihimaleit ha'ara, I can't run away the mountain, pentit bakani ha'ra'ava mati, lest the evil catch up to me and I will die. So Rashi there explains, Pasuk Yates, Kishayiti etzel anshei Sodom, when I was with the people of Sodom, Hashem compared my deeds with the deeds of the people of my city, and I seemed to be righteous and deserving to be saved. When I come to the righteous man, in other words, Avram, Rashi says, 5:17, was dwelling in the mountain, actually that Rashi is a few psukim ago, in 5:17, Avram hadn't shown up yet. So Avram is, when I come to the righteous man, when I come to Avram, I'm not going to look so good. And Rashi continues, V'chein amro tzofis l'Elio, and so too, the woman tzofis et Elio, this is in Malachim Aleph 17:18, Ad shelo basa etzli, haya kadosh baruch hu roa ma'asai o ma'asai ami, v'ani tzedakte b'neim, v'shebasa etzli v'fi ma'asech ani resha. She said to him, are you coming? Pasuk says, are you coming to bring my sin to be remembered? Before you came to me, Hashem compared my doings with the doings of my people, and I was regarded as a righteous woman amongst them. But now that you have come to me, in comparison to your deeds, I am wicked. So that's the Rashi. And it says in the Pasuk, Pen Tidbakani, Ha-Ra'a, with the Hey Hayidia, so it's Mashma, the same Ra that happened to Stom, the evil, the same evil, that evil that happened to Stom. See, the Sfarim Pasuk Yitzayin. Now, there's no inyan of Gafris Ve'esh, since he's with Avram, and he's not Ba'ari Akikar. So it must be that Stom has this inyan of Midas Hadin, Sheba lo yuchal lamod lot sheitzel Avraham. Vuhu shenyan ze atzmo ya gam ken bestom, sheyota ra'a, kebuar bepasuk chafei bafoch et ha'arim ve'et kol yoshvei ha'arim. Re sheyesh inyan nifrad gam la'arim ve'gam liyoshvei ha'arim. Vuhu kanal klapei kol yachid ve'yachid, gam ksheino bechlal hafichat ha'arim. In other words, even if Lot is escaping, but Midas Hadin is still going against him, because we have this whole union of Midas Hadin that is in place over here. So that's being utilized. So Pasuk is telling us that Lot was afraid. He said, I can't run away to the mountain because the evil is going to catch up to me. I'm also going to get it. That's what he says in Pasuk Yates. Why am I going to get it? Al Tziyachid. So then he has another solution. But otherwise he's afraid that the evil is going to catch up to him because he's going to be with Avram. And there's this going to be this terrible Midas Hadin against him. It's going to knock him out. So, like we find by the Arim, there's a din on the city and also those in the city. And there's a din on the Yechidim also. So it merges according to this like as follows. So there are two inyanim vis-a-vis every Yachid. One is that they happen to be in the city, and then they're going to get it together with the city. And then you have a specific din on each yachid, just like Rebbetz and Lot got it. And just like Lot almost got it also, because there's a din on every individual as well. And that's what we see in Pasuk Chaf. That Lot says in Pasuk Chaf, Hineina ha'ir hazos krova lanus shama, v'hi mitz'ar. Behold, please, the city is close to flee there, and it is a small thing. It's our means a small thing. Let me escape to there. Is it not a small thing? And my life will be saved. He wants to go to Mitzar. The sins are small, like Rashi says. And Beomer Elav Chafalef, Hine Nasasi Fanecha Gamla Devaraze, Liberti Hafki Esair, Asher Dibarta. He said, here I have granted you this thing as well, that I won't overturn the city of which you spoke. Maheri Malait Shama Kiloha Lasus Dabrat Bocha Shama Alkain Karashema Yirtsoa. Because it says Vihimitzar, so the city is called Soar. Can't do anything until you get there, so you're going to be saved, and the whole city is going to be saved with you. So We have Hine Asasi Panecha Gam L'davar Hazeh. Like we said, Rashi says, Lo Dayecha Shatan Nitzol, Manle, you're going to be saved, but I'm going to save the whole city because of you. Vayinu Mishum. She'ilu Hayta Nehpechet Baal Kol Chacha Gam Lot, B'chlal. If the city would be destroyed, then Lot would also get it. And in order that he should be saved, then the city can't be destroyed. Nevertheless, it says in Pasuk Lamed, Vaya Lot Mitzor. What does that mean? So look in Rashi, look in the Ramban, but the Malbim writes, Shelaku Anshei Tzor Badava, Mishum Achi, Alach Lot Misham. They got pestilence. They were dying. And that's why Lot wanted to get out of town. So in other words, there's no din on the city. The city was spared, but there was a chiv on the yechidim. And this was an additional din. Because of that, lako bedever. Because of that, they were punished with dever. And that's why Lot went up from there. Like the Malbim says. So again, we see there are two dinim. There's a din on the city, and if you happen to be a person who happens to be in the city, he gets killed as well. And then there's a din on Yechidim, even if they're not in a city that was punished. Like we saw with Revitz and Lot, and potentially Lot as well. So now it appears as follows. Shelot. Dar ben anshei Sdom, uminuhu lishofet aleihem, kamo shekotev Rashi bepasuk aleph. Lot was living amongst the people of Sdom, and the people of Sodom appointed him as a judge. Like Rashi writes earlier in pasuk aleph, and mistama gam hu nahag kamotam, v'gam hu bichlal gzerat ha'yichidim. So he also probably gets the gzeira on the yechidim. Midas hadin is going against midas harachamim now. And it must be that he was saved not b'schus hatfila, because ninalu sharei rachamim al stone, v'loit b'chlolam. So there was no mercy anymore. There's no sharei rachamim for everybody, including Lot. And it's also not going to help that he was Avraham Avinu loved him to save him, like the Ra'im asks, the Mizrahi asks. Because that's not din, that's rachamim. And here we're in a matzav where the mid of rachamim is not going to help. So the mid of harachamim is not going to help, and the fact that Avraham Avinu loves you is not going to help. That's also a type of rachamim. So it must be שלא גברה מידת הדין על מידת הרחמים ביחס ללוט רק משום מה שלא גילה סודו של אברהם. The midas hadin wasn't gover and midas harachamim in relationship to Lot only because he was not megale his sod, the sod of Avram. Like Rashi writes, and because of that, the gates of mercy were opened up. Since he wasn't Megala the Sod of Avram, it's a special schus that the Midas Hadin isn't going around the Midas Harachamim in relationship to Lot, is only because he wasn't Megala the Sod of Avram. And that's why the Shari Rachamim opened up. Like Rashi emphasizes, because he was chas al Avram. He had mercy on Avram, so that's why he got the rachamim. So when it comes to the tefillah, the rachamim is not going to help. And when it comes to him being Avram Avinu's friend, it's also not going to help. So Rashi said he needed a special schus, not just regular mercy, that he had to do something to deserve the mercy. And that was that he kept his mouth closed when he could have revealed that Avram's wife was Sarah, not his sister. She wasn't his sister. And that's why he was mamshich on himself the mid of rachamim, and the mid of sadin wasn't poigeyavo. Vayein b'ramban b'pasuk hey, שכתב שאנשי סדום חטאו בכל עבירות חמורות, אבל נגמר דינם על אותו אבון של יד עני ואביון לא החזיקו. They did all the harba averis. They did all the serious sins. But what was their gemar dinan? And that sin of yad eni ve'evyon lo echziku. They didn't support the poor. Ayin shamatam edivrei Ramban pasuk hey. But we can say that if they were rachmanim, so kol ha-merachim al ha-briyos, merachamim olav min ha-shamayim. ולא הייתה בטלה כלפיהם מידת הרחמים. ורק על ידי זה שהיו אכזריים נתהפכה מידת הרחמים למידת הדין. וממילא שאצל לוט שקנה על חס וכו', נשארה אצלו מידת הרחמים. And if they were רחמנים, so the rule is, if you're מרחם על הבריאס, הקדוש ברוך הוא has mercy on you, and then the midah rachamim wouldn't have been batal. In other words, that's why the gzar din was nechtam on the fact that they were so cruel, they didn't open up their hands to the poor. Because they would have had the midah rachamim, God would have been mercy on them. But since they were achzariim, since they were achzariim, so the midas harachamim was transformed to the mid of din. And memela, by Lot, who had the mid of mercy, so by him the mid of mercy remained. It wasn't just that he had a maisa to be zocha to mercy, the fact that he himself was merciful. And Avram, so he was able, he merited this mid of mercy. V'zeh ne'amar b'pasuk tetvav, v'chemlat Hashem alav. Hashem had mercy on him. The Ramban says, it's mitzad harachamim. Aval b'torah shleima hivya al zeh midrash, shelo gila sodo shel Avraham. You know why chemlas Hashem olav? Because he had mercy on Avraham. V'meila Hashem had mercy on him. However, this klal of if you have mercy, so you're going to be saved, is only klapei the yachid. It's only vis-a-vis the individual. Aval klapei hafichat ha'arim, but vis-a-vis the transformation of the cities, shechal al kol hanimtza bo, the kanal shelo toil zchut, v'al kolcheinu lot bechlal. But when the city is being destroyed, and that's anybody in the city, then no merit is going to help you. And it's only because God was merciful and took him out that Midas Hadin wasn't pogebo, didn't touch him. And that's what it says in Pasuk Chav Tes. Vayhi b'shachay se'alaykim esarei ha'kikor, dahainu, Midat Hadin. B'kanal shemedubar al ha'haficha. Al zeh hayta zechirat Avraham Bikiflaim. Here we're talking about the Haficha. Here we're talking about the overturning of the city. Etc. So there was a double zechir of Avram. Number one, that there wouldn't be Midas Hadin, won't be Sholeit, won't rule over Lot. Because if that was the case, then running away isn't going to help. Midas Hadin's going to get him. And then Rashi says, what was the Zechira? Because he had mercy. Since he had mercy, so Memela Hashem had mercy on him. However, that is not enough. But he also needs Rachamim Sheyamalik Mitoch Afecha. Like it says in the Pasuk, Vayishalach Es Lot Mitoch Afecha. So since Vayiskor, since Hashem remembered Lot's mercy, so he was saved as an individual. But the city is still being overturned. And therefore, Vayishalach es Lot mitocha hafecha. Therefore, Lot had to be sent out of the city, Lot himself. Vezemei chamat shaya shayach lehem biotam arim asher shav behem Lot. Malashon ha-pasuk. Is it a mid me'irat ha'inayim lekrot ha-pasukim havana chadasha? So Lashon HaPasuk is Vayhi b'shachres Elokim es orei hakikor Vayizkor Elokim es Avrohom Vayishalach es Lot mitoich ha'afecha Vahafoich es he'orim asher yoshav bahin Lot. So we have two things. God's remembering Avram and therefore he's going to have mercy on Lot. But also Vayishalach es Lot mitoich ha'afecha, he sends him out of the destruction of the city that he was sitting in. In other words, he's not going to get it mitzad the city. He's not going to get punished mitzad the individual, and he's also, because he himself has a merit. And he's also not going to get punished because once he's in the city, so then anyone in the city gets it. And Lot is not going to be included in that. Now it says, Ba'afoch ha'sarim asher yashav behen Lot. So frek the medrash rabo, did Lot sit in all the cities? He only sat in one city. So based on what we explained, what this means is, vis-à-vis the judgment on all the cities. There was a judgment. And since there was din on the cities, so Lot also should have gotten it, but God sent him away from that. Because Lot was merited the midah of rachamim. V'zeh mevo'ar v'ma shekatuv bepasuk yutet hinein yamatzav d'chachen b'einecha v'tagdel chazdecha asher asita imadi lehachayot et nafshi. As ne'amar kan shnei dvarim. Shnei inyanim. Papasuk. Let's translate. Hinei, behold, matzav, na'ab, matzav lechachein beinecha. Your servant has found favor in your eyes. Batagdel chazdecha, and your chesed is so great. Asher asisa imadi that you did with me. Lehachayot et nafshi. Right, this is Lot speaking to the angels who came to save him. So he said to them, behold, please, your servant has found favor in your eyes, and the mercy you have dealt with me to save my life is great. But I won't be able to escape to the hills, lest the evil overtake me and I'll die. So two things were said over here. You can see the Malbim Alpidarko. But we'll go alpi darkeinu. And that is that mitzias chein, finding favor in your eyes, targum unculus. Ashkach avdach rachamim, that I had mercy. In other words, the meat of rachamim remained with Lot. And that's why he wasn't destroyed with the other Yoshvei Aaron. That's not enough. V'tagdel chazdecha asher asita imadi. Haynu lafkiyo lotzio me'arei hakikar shelot kedei shetitkayem bo midat rachamim. You have to get him out of the city. In order that he should have midas harachamim. There are two things. Number one, that he should have midas harachamim as an individual, because he found chayn. Matzav zecha chayn beinecha. And then batagdel chazdecha asher asisa imadi. You did such a great chesed that you took me out of the city. And I'm not going to get punished with the people in the city. I'm not going to be included in the din of the city. And therefore, I can't run to the city. I can't run to the mountains because there I'm going to get killed. But let me go to Mitzar. Rashi there says, Yeshivasa Krova, its settlement as a city, is near in the point of time. It has been populated quite recently, and therefore its measure is not yet filled. And how recent was its settlement? Dated from the generation of the Dor HaPlugah, when mankind was scattered. Rashi makes a Hocheshbon over here. This city is 51. And that's in Malta now, it's Gematria 51. Anyway, they don't have so many sins. So Lot was saying, send me to a city where I'll be saved. Because I'm not being included in the Xer of this city, of these cities. מה שייך להציל את צוהר בגלל לוט? In other words, in Pashup Shat, the Or Chaim understood that he's asking Hashem to save Tzohar. He's saying, so let me go to Tzohar and save Tzohar. Hinei na yetz zos kvava l'nusham v'hi mitzar. Imolta na shamar alo mitzar yu sechi navshi. So since it's nearby, I'll run there and I'll be saved. So, frak di orachayim ha-kadosh, v'manav shach, im ischayva yirmayo bakasha somehem. The city is chayev, so what's the bakasha going to help? And if it wasn't mischayev, what does Lot have to make a special request for? He's making a special request to save Tzohar. What does he need to make a special request for? He's going to be saved anyway. The answer is that why were the other cities destroyed? Because Gavra Midas Hadin. So maybe Midas Hadin will come to Tzohar as well. But as far as Lot is concerned, there was no Midas Hadin. And therefore, if to save Lot, we need to save Tzohar, so Tzohar is also going to be included in the place. Shelo Gavra Ba Midas Hadin Al Midas Harachamim. And that's why Tzohar was saved. In other words, it could be that really there was a reason to destroy Tzohar. Because, like we explained in the previous shir, that once the Midas Adin is in power, so it's not Mavchin Bein Tzadik LaRasha, so Tzohar is also going to be destroyed. But since Lot is running there and he needs to be saved, so because of that, Tzohar is also going to be saved. And this could also be read into the answer of the Arachayim HaKadosh, Ayin Sham. So based on everything we've said, understanding how Lot was zochet to the Midah of Rachamim, and he was saved as an individual, and he was in a different city, that city was also saved, but he wasn't part of a city that would have been destroyed. He had been in the city, he too would have gotten it together with the city. So now we can understand possibly the Pesukim. Vayashkem Avram Bavoker, he got up and he looked at all the destruction. So Rashi earlier on, 18:16 writes that kol hashkafa shebetorah lera chutz mihashkifim mimon kodshecha shegadol koach matnot aniyim shofech midat harogez lerachamim, that every hashkafa in the Torah is negative except hashkifim mimon kodshecha min shemayim, when the Jews bring their matnas aniyim, that transforms the midah of roiges to the midah of rachamim. In other words, even though Avraham Avinu davened that Sdom should have the Midah of Rachamim, nevertheless, after he was answered that the Rachamim is only going to be b'schus the tzaddikim, like that whole bargaining story that we spoke about at length in the previous year between Avraham and Hashem, so it's only going to be b'schus the tzaddikim. Gam Avraham ra'a otam l'ra'a. Avraham Avinu also saw them negatively. And just like Rashi writes, Hashkifa L'Toiva, it transforms anger to mercy, so too, Hashkifa L'ra, it transforms mercy into din. And we don't find that Avraham Avinu asked mercy for Lot. Maybe he knew of the Malach coming to save Lot from the Pesukim Mashma, that he heard the whole thing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from the Malachim. So L'chari, he didn't hear about Lot. So why wasn't he Mevakesh Rachamim for Lot if he didn't know he was going to be saved? And that is that he knew Shekapein Lot Yeshinyan Shel Rachamim. Like Rashi writes, Shechas Alav Lot. Because Lot had mercy on him, so he knew Lot would be in the parish of Rachamim. When it says in the Pasuk, Vayashkef al Pnei Sodom Va'amora, al Pnei Kol Eretz HaKikar, Ve'inei Ala Kitor HaAretz Ki Kitor HaKivshan, he looked on the face of Sodom and Amora and all Eretz HaKikar, and there was smoke coming up from it. So Kol HaRei HaKikar, Ve'inei Ala Kitor HaAretz Ki Kitor HaKivshan, that was Midas Hadin. The Midas Hadin was drawn on these cities after stone. There was Midas Hadin on stone, and therefore there was Midas Hadin on the other cities as well. Eino Mavchin Bein Tzadik L'Rasha. Everybody gets the Midas Hadin, all the cities. V'imken b'ze harei nitchayev gam Lot, achrei she'achshav u'matzav shel din gam k'sheish rachamim. So now Lot's going to get it as well. Because now Midas Hadin is in power. Because as we learned earlier, that it was Hashem who destroyed Sodom and Amorah, and that was Midas HaRachamim together with Midas Hadin. Hashem Rachamim together with his base Din. So it's Rachamim together with Din. And then the other cities were also drawn in. The other cities are also getting Midas Hadin, and they're getting destroyed by the Malach. But Al Kopanim, that means that just like Sodom is going to be destroyed, even though there's Rachamim, in force, still Midas Hadin is going to override the Rachamim. So too in the other cities, even if there was Rachamim there, even if there was a Midah of Rachamim, Din would still overcome that. Because Lot is in a matzav of din together with Rachamim. Lot has Rachamim because he had Rachamim. He's also in a matzav of din because there's din now in these cities. And din and Rachamim, you get it, like we see by Sodom and Amorah. And therefore, by Ashkem, Avraham Avinu got up early and he davened. And then when he came to daven Vayashkef, he looked out over the cities. He thought to daven for Lot because of what he realized by the Vayashkef. He looked at the cities, he saw they were all destroyed, and he said, oh boy, I better daven for Lot, because even if there's Midas HaRachamim, Midas Hadin is still going to overcome Midas HaRachamim. And Lot's in trouble. And therefore it says, Vayishkem ela makom asher amad shem et pnei Hashem. In other words, the place that he had davened for stone. As ne'omaz bazeh she'me'achshav mitocha vayashkef. From this vayashkef, looking at the cities that were destroyed, he wanted to be mekayim the vayashkem, which is tefillah, that he had davened, tefillah lo to inyan she'amad shem et pnei Hashem. The earlier tefillah for stone. In other words, daven for Lot. Now Avraham Avinu is going to daven for Lot. And that it says in Pasuk Chavtes, Vahi b'shachet. What does it say in Pasuk Chavtes? Lashon HaPasuk is, Vayhi b'shaches Elokim es orei hakikor, v'yizkor Elokim es Avraham, v'yishalach es Lot mitoch ha'afecha v'afoch es ha'arim, asher yashav behen Lot. that it was when Elohim destroyed the Arei HaKikar. He destroyed the cities of the plain. Hashem remembered Avram, and he sent Lot out from this destruction, from the cities where Lot sat. That's a hemshech, that's Pasuk Chav Tes. So as we have Pasuk Chav Zayin, Ve'ashkem Avram Boka L'makor Mashem Matshem Es Pnei Hashem. Daven for Lot. And then Ve'ashkev Al Pnei Sidon V'amora Al Pnei Kol Eretz HaKikar. Ve'avi Ne'ala Kitaretz Ki Kitor HaKivshan. And he sees, he looks out, he sees that it's really destroyed. All the cities are destroyed. And by Yehi, when Hashem destroyed them, he remembered Avram. And he saved Lot from this destruction. In other words, Avram is being told by Nevuah over here that he doesn't have to daven for Lot, because Lot was saved. So that's why you have the Vayehi, it's a Hemshech. He was getting up to daven for Lot because he sees that even if you have Midas HaRachamim, doesn't matter, Midas HaDin is still going to overcome. So Lot's in big trouble. And the answer is, no. Hashem told him b'nevuah that Lot's going to be saved, so it wasn't necessary for him to daven for Lot. That's what these psukim are talking about. Malbim also explains, Vayashkim, that Avraham Avinu was davening Latzalas Lot. But where do you see in this, where's the remes that this was tefillah for Lot? And why didn't he daven earlier? Why is he only davening now? So based on what we said, it's very good. Because when he saw the Kitor of Arei HaKikar, he saw a need to daven. It's the Vayashkev. In other words, as we saw, when it comes to stone, Midas Hadin comes along with Midas Harachim. There's no bitul of Midas Harachim. And that's why it was Hashem who did it. It was Havaya. And then B'shaches Elokim, it's Harei HaKikar. So that was Elohim, that was just Midas HaDin. And that the Malachim did. However, Avraham Avinu looks out and he sees Arei HaKikar, he sees that the Arei HaKikar, Vayashkev al Pnei Sodom v'Amora Pnei Kol Eretz HaKikar, V'Ana Lo Eretz Kitar Ki Kikar HaKivshan. He sees the smoke coming up. Now, why is there smoke coming up? Earlier on, it says the kikar was only by afochas harim ha'eldes kol ha'kikar. It was only haficha. The smoke should have been coming up only from stone. Hashem imtir al stone balamor gafris veish. And that's shem havaya. That's with rachamim. So what's the smoke doing in other cities? The answer is that what happened to stone and Amora now spreads to the other cities. When there's hashchasa, eino mafchin, there's no distinction between the tzaddik and rasha and meila. Even though Lot was zelcha too, even though there was the midas harachim, it wasn't batel in stone, and nevertheless stone was destroyed. So too the cities were nigra after stone, and there also, even though there was only midas hadin, but it doesn't matter, they would have gotten it also, even if midas harachim wasn't batel. So you have a person like Lot, who is zochet to midas harachamim. He was chasen Avram, so he should be zochet to midas harachamim. So garnish is gehelfen. It's not going to help, because we see that even if you have midas harachamim on you, together, since there's also midas hadin here, the midas hadin is going to win. Therefore, now Lot's in mortal danger. Because you're right, he has zochet to midas harachamim, but you see that midas harachamim, even if it's not batel, he's still punished. That was in Sodom, and then that extended to the other cities as well. And then Avraham Avinu was told, "No, no, no, you don't have to worry about it. That's Pasuk Chav Tes. Lot's going to be saved. Lot's going to be extricated from the Arei Akiva." He was saved from Stone. He was saved from Arei Akiva. Because all the cities were nearby were to be destroyed. And again, Soar wasn't, because Lot had to be saved. So then the entire city was saved. And like the Or HaChaim says, it was up to the discretion of the Malach which cities to save. But that's why Avraham Avinu felt the need to daven, because he had to save Lot. Even though the Lord has Midas Harachim, it's not going to help. Because you see by stone that even though there was still Midas Harachim with Shem Havaya, it was still destroyed because Midas Adim was Goyver, Hashem Ubeis Dino. And so too the other cities. It's not going to help for Lot to be there, and Lot's a man of Rachamim, because the Midas Adin is Sholei. Nevertheless, Lot was saved. Now we could be Miyashi the Stila and Rashi. And one hand we saw the Rashi in Pasuk Chav Tes that tells us that Lo was saved in his own schus, that he kept his mouth silent. And on the other hand, we have the Rashi. Earlier on, Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says he was saved with schus Avrom. You were evil with them and you're being saved b'schus Avram. So which one is it? Is it b'schus or b'schus Avram? The answer is there's a din on the Yechidim and there's a din on the city. Mitzah, the din on the Yechidim, Lot had the mit of Rachamim. And therefore Lot's going to be saved. Because he had special Rachamim that allowed him to be saved, because he was Chasan Abram. He's going to be saved. It's Pasuk Chav Tes. Pasuk Yud Zayin says, "What happens if you look back? If you look back, then you're included in the city. Now you have the din of the city." So therefore, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Rashi's telling us that he needed a special schus not to have the din of the city. That as being part of the city, he's also going to be killed. So that's B'schus Avram. So B'schus Atzmo, he was saved from the Piranus and the Yachid because of his own Rachamim. And there's also a din that the city has to be destroyed and made everybody in the city. So how's he going to be saved from that? So that was B'schus Avram. And that's why Lot's wife was originally saved. She was saved out of the din of the Yachid. But then she looked back, and now she's again included. She was Taka Me'anshe Stom. She was an evil person like the people of Stom. So now by looking back, now she gets their din. That's why she became a pillar of salt. That's why she was punished. And so it means in Pasuk Tesvav, Penti Safeh Bavon Ha'ir, you might be wiped away with the sin of the city. Meaning that Mitzad Anshe Ha'ir, your Mufka. You had this mid of Rachamim. But still, the city is getting it because of all the sins of the city. And you're also, Afur Shia, you also did evil. Lot also did evil. So he's going to get it out to the city. You're right, as an individual, he's getting his mid of Rachamim because he saved Avram. He was silent and didn't say anything about Avram, and Avram said, "Sarah's my sister." However, there's still the sin of the city. The city is also being punished for their sins. And there it's not going to help. That's why, like we said before, so for that he needed the schus of Avram to save him, that he shouldn't be considered in the sin of the city. So mitzad an individual, he was mufka from the people of the city because he had the din of Rachamim. That's as far as the punishment on all the individuals. And then there's also a punishment of the sinful city. And he was also sinful in this city. So the Midah Rachamim there didn't help. There he needed the Midah, there he needed the Schus of Avraham Avinu. And his Midah Rachamim didn't help. And that's like we said before, the Batagdil Chazdecha. We have the Matzah Sichein, the saving him out individual, and then Batagdil Chazdecha, the great Chesed, that he's not included in the sin of the city. As we explained the Pasuk earlier. One is this Mitzias Chein, Ashkach Rachamim. Know that he should have the Midah of Rachamim, because here the Midah of Rachamim isn't, nobody's getting Rachamim now. Even Stom and Amorah that was destroyed by Hashem, Shem Havaya, the Midah Sadin goes together, so the Rachamim is not going to help. The Hidlot needs a special schus to be saved, and that's the schus of Ram. And again, Al Tziyachid, he was saved because of his own mercy. No, my rabbi said, this wasn't incredible, mind-blowing, phenomenal. Siyata Dishmaya. Thank you, sweet friends. Shvisochem Yitz Hashem to revisit this parasha. So much more to say. And I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.